Last night, Jews lit a candle to mark the first of 8 nights of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a festival, the Festival of Lights. It's not one of the Jewish high holy days. And the music surrounding it is typically cheery. This is from a new CD that's the latest contribution to Hanukkah music. It's called Hanukkah Rocks by a group called the Levies. And this song addresses a question about Hanukkah that puzzles Jew and Gentile alike.
Is it with a C or H? I am confused. What about those N's and K's? Do you use one or two? I remember when I was back in elementary school, a Spanish kid told me that it starts with a silent J, but Julio was wrong.
There are so many different ways Hanukkah is spelled in English. I ran some different spellings through Google, and I found that the most common spelling there by far is C-H-A-N-U-K-A-H. That spelling produced 2.8 million hits. In second place, the same spelling minus the initial C, H-A-N-U-K-A-H. That turns up 691,000 Google hits.
How do you spell Hanukkah?
The electronic greeting card site, BlueMountain.com, and others go with H-A-N-U-K-A-H. That spelling takes the Google bronze with 650,000 hits. And there are some others. A website called Judaism 101 goes with C-H-A-N-U-K-K-A-H. Woody Guthrie wrote a couple of songs for the holiday, and at woodyguthrie.org, they use the spelling H-A-N-U-K-A. That spelling produces 143,000 hits on Google, but that number includes an evidently very talented illustrator named Tomer Hanukkah, as well as some mentions of the Jewish holidays in Hungarian. And finally, there is the spelling used by the Jewish Learning Initiative at the University of Pennsylvania and JewishMag.com, among some 110,000 others on Google. That spelling, C-H-A-N-N-U-K-A. Well, to answer the questions, what does Hanukkah mean and how do you spell it, we have called upon Rabbi Daniel Zemel of Temple Micah in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Rabbi Zemel.
Nice to be here.
First, what does Hanukkah mean and how do you spell it?
The word Hanukkah means dedication, and I try and spell it in Hebrew. Chet, Nun, Vav, Kaf, Hey.
Which settles all arguments right there. It's the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem.
That is correct.
At the end of the revolt of the Maccabeans. Why is it we have Yom Kippur? You can call it Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur, but everyone spells it the same way. Rosh Hashanah, maybe an H on the end or maybe not, but Hanukkah, there's such a variety of ways that people transliterate it.
And I have no explanation for that at all. I've been thinking about this for 24 hours now, because there are several different difficult letters in terms of the transliteration. There's the Chet, there's the Nun, and there's the Kaf, and then there's the Hey at the end. And all of them have legitimately different variations on how to properly transliterate them.
So that the Chet at the beginning, some might say C-H, some might say H. Some fancy people say H with a dot.
With a dot, correct. The H but, with the dot is kind of fancy academic kind of way of doing it. C-H, people want to get the, try and capture that Ch, that
right?
Good Ch sound, right.
Double N. Now, why there's only one Hebrew letter, Nun, the N sound there, why make a double N?
That I have no idea.
No idea. For
that. I have no idea whether it'd be a double N at all. Because maybe people want it to be Hanukkah. But the double K can have an explanation. Hebrew has two different ways of making the K sound. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a kuf letter and a kaf with the dot in it called the dagesh. So perhaps for people that know Hebrew, mm-hmm. They go with the double K to show that this is the kaf with the dot in it as opposed to the other Hebrew letter kuf. That's the only possible explanation I could have. which seems like it is some explanation.
Better than none in any case. Now, at the end of Hanukkah, in Hebrew, there's the hey, you say, and that this raises the question of whether or not you should have an H at the end.
Yeah, I think there should be an H at the end, because the hey in Hebrew closes the word, so I think the H tries to capture that, that Hanukkah, with that kind of an extra breath or so at the end of the word. It makes no sense.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
But that shows that
my whole lifetime, too, I've been mystified by that.
Because there's no uniformity in transliteration. I mentioned to your producer that we had a little steering committee in our synagogue this week decide how we would spell it in all of our publications, flyers, religious school materials, newsletter. So I think for the first time in many years, we have, as a congregation, one uniform spelling this year in everything we're putting out.
So the confusion, but that was an effort.
Right,
it was an effort
yeah.
to achieve that. Yes.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And what is the spelling the Temple Micah of Washington, D.C. is going with?
C-H-A-N-U-K-K-A-H, I believe.
C-H-A-N-U-K-K-A-H. And that, in fact, was, by my finding, that was the fourth most common spelling on Google that we found, the one indeed used by Judaism 101.
Perfect. We're at least a Judaism 101 congregation.
Okay. Rabbi Danny Zemel of Temple Micah in Washington, D.C., thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Chag Sameach.
I was going to say, and happy Hanukkah to you.
And once again, the song is from the album Hanukkah Rocks by the Levies. The band, by the way, is spelled L-E-E-V-E-E-S.
We don't mean to dwell. But how do you spell?